This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Take a trade war and the rising tide of protectionism that it brings. Throw in a really scary pandemic and the rising tide of protectionism it is bringing. And you've got the makings pretty much of unintended consequences. A lot of countries the past month or so have banned the export of safety gear and testing kits, sanitizers, and medical equipment as well. And on the face of it, that seems like a reasonable thing to do, right? Provide and care for your own population at a time like this. But as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, protectionism and the global economy don't care what things look like on the face of it.
The export bans on critical medical supplies began in Asia, where, of course, the disease started. Economist Simon Evenet teaches at St. Gallen University in Switzerland.
For countries like Taiwan, very fast to ban the exportation of masks. And then countries like Korea, likewise.
Even it has found a quickening trend of countries keeping masks and test kits and ventilators for themselves in this crisis, in some cases canceling deliveries to needy countries. At one point, a French company had planned to sell masks to the UK.
Then the French government put in place what's called a requisition order. Anything produced in a French factory has got to be sold to the French government. So the French company then had to call up the British National Health Service and say, we can't deliver these millions of masks to you anymore.
The Czech Republic banned exports. And Germany even intercepted Chinese masks bound for Switzerland and kept those.
They were just transshipping through Germany, and they got caught up in this. Well, the Swiss went ballistic, and they called in the German ambassador and really gave him a telling off. The last I heard, they were still in Germany.
In all, Evenet has found that governments place 46 different export controls on coronavirus safety supplies and machines this year, 33 of those in March alone. 2 weeks ago, the European Union agreed to a ceasefire. Kind of. It allowed buying and selling inside the EU, but not outside. European Commission head Ursula von der Leyen announced it in an online video message.
We need to keep in the EU the protective equipment that we need. Such medical goods can only be exported with the explicit authorization of the EU governments.
Translation?
So that's extra hurdles, extra steps.
That's trade scholar Chad Bown at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says nationalism and hoarding aren't new. Many countries did it a decade ago when they faced grain shortages, and he gets it.
I think that's a very natural first response. The problem is it only takes into consideration what I'm doing today. It doesn't take into consideration the fact that everybody else could do the same thing back to me, in which case we're all ending up worse off.
Every country for itself doesn't just cut off international shipments. It can also gum up the global supply chain for, say, ventilators. At one point, Romania stopped exporting hoses for ventilators till manufacturers cried foul. And Bown worries that more of this could happen, that as trade walls go up, countries retaliate.
The trade war experience of the last 2 years between the United States and China provide an important lesson for just how quickly trade restrictions can escalate once they get started.
The biggest losers in a deglobalized medical world are the poorest countries that don't make anything, says Simon Evenet.
It's quite possible that these other countries are never going to be able to get their hands on high-end medical ventilators. So what we are doing, we are condemning lots of people to a very painful and horrible death.
If there's any good news, he says a few Asian countries that are now past the worst of the crisis are now starting to share again. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.